Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Morning, everybody. 51551 is the text. You can WhatsApp us 087-032-3232 or email oliver@rte.ie. It is Dermot Whelan in for Oliver this morning, and another guest has just come in all the way from Ratoath in County Meath. Lorna McCormack has been trying to teach children climate smart skills to the world of knitting. She's here to tell us about what she does and why she does it. Lorna, how are you doing? You're very welcome.
Good morning, Dermot. Thanks for having me today.
We were just having a little natter there off air, and you had mentioned that the Leaving Cert song had resonated with you. Was there one in particular?
Well, definitely that one. I do remember the song.
The Brian Adams song,
very clearly. But I suppose one of the memories that I do have in relation to the messaging that I got from my parents was I remember my mother used to give me little notes and little cards with inspiration cards on it. And that really got me through the day.
Wow.
So I was very lucky.
Wow, she was like an early form of Instagram memes.
She was.
You wake up to an inspirational quote every day.
Absolutely.
You've got this. But look, why knitting and why in schools?
Well, I come from a background of education and social care. And my family, I suppose, would have a heritage of crafts and farming and theatre in the arts. So when I had my fourth child, that's when I started going back into my own roots, needing that bit of space for myself. And while I was starting to go back into my artistic kind of expression and creativity, my own children started asking the questions about wool. And I was thinking, well, are you not learning about this in school? So that's when I had an epiphany, if you want to say, that I decided to bring wool into schools. And
yeah,
that became the title of the social enterprise is Wool in School.
So I remember something when I was in school, and I don't know if my subconscious has just made this up over the years, but something called Knitting Nancies.
Oh, yeah. Knitting Nancies. Probably, yes. Would they be the squares? I'm not sure.
It was a spool of thread which had two nails nailed into it. And then you did something with the wool around the nails. Maybe Knitting Nancy was just something the other boys caught me behind my back. But I remember really enjoying it. And obviously it's quite mindful, and you get to create something at the end of it. And so what's the intention? What are you trying to do for the children who might be being introduced to knitting?
Well, the idea is to introduce children to what we call climate smart skills. So it's about bringing back heritage. That is something very much missing in relation to, we don't introduce children to knitting anymore. And as a climate smart skill, it's important for as we move forward with the way things are at the moment, so that they have the skills to, you know, if it comes to knitting, crocheting, repairing, mending and innovation. So it is also about educating children about the benefits of wool, the benefits for themselves, the benefits for the climate and the benefits and properties. So we're not just teaching children how to learn how to knit, but it's a skill. And when I go into the school, I find that the one thing that we have to teach first is to teach children how to tie a knot. So, you know, for me, that really resonates with me, as I have four children. And I think now children have very much, they're losing their dexterity, the hand-eye coordination, because they're on phones, they're on games, and we have this thumb culture. So the first thing is teaching them how to hold the needles.
Yeah.
As opposed to actually teaching them how to knit. So I might do that for a couple of weeks first before I actually teach them how to knit.
Yeah.
Because they have to adapt to this, something that they've never done, using both hands,
using their hands, you know, differently. Yeah. What so reaction do you get from them? And is it equal between boys and girls?
Yeah, they all love it. In fact, I find the girls love it because they are creative, but so are the boys. And the boys may not be given that opportunity enough because of so much focus maybe on that competitiveness in sport maybe. So the boys, because they're all starting at the same point, they all support each other. And there's actually no difference between the boys and the girls. They all actually, at the end of the time that I'm with them, they're all knitting.
What do they make?
They only make a tiny little, we give them a little dinosaur, cut out dinosaur with Irish wool and a pair of needles with happy faces on them. And they decorate the dinosaur, and then they knit a scarf, a tiny scarf. But at the end of the day, it's about, you know, it's about really working together, learning something that they will bring into their lives maybe in the future when they might need it, for whether it's for mindfulness or whether it's for, you know, that they really want to move forward into this craft. But to understand that wool is part of, you know, as we move forward for climate change, it's part of that conversation. So, you know, climate smart skills, anything like that is part of that conversation as they go down through, you know, as they get older. So they've had access to this and they understand that where it's come from, the heritage behind it as well.
Yeah.
And they're using Irish wool, Irish grown wool, which is important as well.
Yeah, I love it. It's a lovely thing. And I think you're giving them a skill outside of everything just to get out of their heads for a few minutes and off the devices and all that. Mm-hmm. Woolinschool.com is the place to go to. Lorna McCormack, thank you so much for joining us this morning and best of luck with it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.